Oh, like that? Hear that? Oh, oh! Spilling all over my freaking pants!
I see that.
Oh, no! Oh, great. Not a good way to start the show. The fucking Pepsi sprayed all over me.
My man's all wet now.
Oh, God. What a way to start the damn show.
Did it get on your jersey?
No, it didn't get on my jersey. And I spilled Chick-fil-A sauce on my white shirt today. The hell is wrong with me? Listen. We're going to start the show like this. This is ridiculous. Ah! What up? And welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best, baby. I'm spilling stuff. Pass is making no damn sense. This is starting off pretty normal.
Pretty
on point for Gritty Knows Best. Listen, this guy has not been on the show in a long time. It's been like the whole season. You got him in little doses here and there, but this is the first day that he's officially back. Some people call him Big Rich. Some people call him Richie Rich, Rich Jr. He's a pastor, the host of the No Name Yet show, Pastor Moran.
Hello, hello.
There he is.
Good to be back.
Good to have you back. And now we got this guy. He is a YouTube legend. A current YouTube superstar. The greatest pop collector of all time, Chicken Boy. The artist formerly known as Simfuckus, Justin. That's what you said they call you on the last show. They call you Chicken Boy.
Was I muted this time?
No, you were there.
Okay, good.
I'm drinking that vanilla nitro Pepsi. You like these, right, Pastor?
I like it.
Well, I've only tried the Pepsi, not the vanilla.
Yeah, well, it's Pepsi.
Right, but I didn't get
the... Oh, you tried the regular Pepsi.
There's two different things,
Yeah. But the way he said Pepsi, I'm like, it's still a Pepsi brand.
Yeah, he tried the other.
Yeah. You never tried the vanilla one? The vanilla one's very good.
I like the Pepsi one a lot.
I'm drinking this because they don't have any peach Snapple at Stewart's, so now I have to just get what I can. And this will do good for now. I got some Brisk, too.
Ooh.
Some other iced tea. And Stewart's iced tea. But this is not about... Brisk? Lemon Brisk.
Stewart's iced tea is great.
It is pretty good. I don't know if it's great, but it's because great is peach Snapple. That's the best.
Well, I know you like that. I really like Stewart's iced tea and half and half.
Oh, the half and half? I've never been to
half and half.
I've never been to the half and half. You're a New Yorker. You like the Arizonas?
Arizona, baby.
What's your favorite flavor?
Raspberry.
Yeah, Brisk makes a pretty good raspberry, I think, too. But I didn't get that.
Well, I usually get that when I go to KFC. They have them in Fountain. No other place has it.
Really? Very interesting. Now, let's get to this guy, because it's not the iced tea hour, all right? Nobody cares about iced tea right now. They care about this guy. They care about Big Rich.
Yeah,
he hasn't been on in a long time, and we need an official comment, an official statement from this man, because on the 6-hour special, he participated in the Gritty impersonation contest, and a lot of people say, many people on Twitter, many people wrote in through snail mail, email, I was getting death threats, because they say that Rich was the winner, and Justin should not have came out victorious. In my opinion, and I'm the judge, Pastor Rich lost by half a point. It was just his start. He started a little slow. But, Rich, what do you have to say for this? What is your comment?
Because everybody agrees that you won.
Yeah.
So anything, it's him.
Yeah.
Rich guy.
That's what I just said. I said it to me. I literally just said that.
The official statement.
Yeah, we need an official statement from you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the popular opinion... conflicted with the judge, which I think is reflecting of the capability of the judge.
Wow. I think I'm incompetent?
He's incompetent.
I'm gonna mute this man.
And that it inspired a breach of trust.
Breach of trust.
So
he's getting ridiculous. trust, wow. It's my show. I'm the only one trusting me on the show.
Institutional mistrust.
Institution? This ain't no institution.
Institution.
I used to be in an institute.
Country,
I'm not there no more. I don't want to go back to an institute. This ain't no institute.
Even within the church.
I have not done anything in the church.
Institutional breakdown, and it has come down on Gritty Enterprises.
Oh, God. You're saying that the nefarious nature of big corporations and businesses has trickled down to the podcast world?
Institutional breakdown has made its way as far down as Gritty knows best.
Are you saying nefarious or incompetent? You saying I did it on purpose, or this is just incompetence?
I would say conscious incompetence and subconscious nefariousness.
Conscious incompetence is almost nefarious, no? Because you know you're doing wrong. You know you're not doing it right. So you're doing it on purpose.
Perhaps.
So that's what you're saying. Don't beat around the bush. Rich, say what you mean. Say how you feel. Is that your official statement? Go ahead, Justin.
You're saying he purposely made you lose.
He's saying I snubbed him. Like,
yep.
Like I wanted to give Justin the 20 bones. Like, he needs the 20 bones.
Right.
Like, he didn't need that. He made me laugh probably the most from start to finish. You made me laugh in the middle. So he had a better, you know, overall entry. If you would have started with the best part, you would have been fine. Half a point. Listen, I don't know why you're thinking this is so nefarious when it was only half a point. I didn't say, oh, it was whack. You know, you were right there. Right, it was there. Neck and neck.
I think this deserves a congressional investigation.
What are you saying? I got paid off or something?
The board is going
to what would I gain from letting Justin win the show, win the contest? What could be gained from that? We do things fair and square on here.
Maybe Rick feels like you slighted him.
But for what? For what purpose? There's no reason for that.
What did you do to Rick?
If anything, I'd rather slight Justin for the fun of it. Why would I? I'd rather fuck over Justin. That's fun. It's more fun to see him get riled up than you. What? I was better! I would have loved if that happened, but, you know, I chose the actual winner. He is the real winner right there. You're looking at him. Look at him. He beat you. Now, you can't turn this around on me. You're making this about somebody else.
You
weren't,
asked me for my official statement.
You did not perform the way you should have. You're bringing this on me. See, I asked you to make an official statement about, you know, how you felt. You're attacking the organization. Justin, you should also be offended because you're a part of this organization. You're the other half of the show. And he's saying you're in cahoots with this as well. So what do you have to say about that?
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, he said Gritty Enterprises. You're a part of Gritty Enterprises, are you not? Weren't we up to 4 a.m. yesterday handling business?
Therefore, Justin should be livid that you made a unilateral decision.
Hold on.
Justin. Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest for him to be a freaking judge in the game he's in? Duh. Are people not thinking? Seriously. You need to perform better next year. You need to perform half a point better. There's no shame in losing by half a point. I don't understand this attitude I'm getting today. It's ridiculous. Is that
I'll
your
pray
final?
On it.
You're gonna pray on it.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Justin. Anything?
You're gonna pray on what? Next year, better next year.
Yeah. I think you did great. Yeah. I did not disrespect your performance whatsoever. Are we done with this, Justin?
I think we're done.
Okay. I think it's done.
All right. Well, let me tell you, we got more to talk about because we got a bone to pick with you, and we talked about this. We got a bone to pick with you. Let me enlighten the audience. Let me do some preamble first. Let me explain the situation. And then I'm going to show everybody a picture. All right. So hopefully you're watching on YouTube. So it was like 2 weeks ago, me and Pasty went grocery shopping. Now he made a steak. So I bought eggs and I said, I'm going to leave these eggs here because I'm coming back. I'm not going to use them tonight. I'm going to leave these eggs here so you can have steak and eggs in the morning. He said, okay. I left, come back on Sunday, grab the eggs. Everything is fine. I open up the carton of eggs. And let me turn my brightness up a little bit. There we go. And this is what I see. Now tell me what you see wrong with this picture. Not you, Justin. Did we see anything wrong with this?
What do you see wrong?
The carton of eggs. What do you see wrong with this? Anything, Rich? You can say if you don't see. Okay, now I'm going to bring up another picture where I've circled what's wrong with it. Like ESPN, we're circling stuff. You see the circles? What circle?
Where I took the eggs out.
Right, you took two eggs out, right? Like you were supposed to. I told you to take as many eggs as you want. That's what I said. You could have took a dozen. You could have took the whole thing, and I would have bought eggs the next day. What you are not, what you're failing to realize is how you took the eggs. Now, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you would notice that he took two eggs, one from one side of the carton, and the other diagonally on the opposite end of the carton. What? Why is this? What is the reason for this? Yeah, you don't see the issue here?
It keeps the carton in balance.
What? What is it, feng shui?
No, but when you get down to the end of the carton, like if you keep taking them side by side, the one end is heavier than the other. And then when you take it out of the refrigerator, that sometimes it can slip out of your hand.
I never happened to me in my life. You ever happened to you, Justin?
No. If you were to take two more, can you do it from the other sides?
Yeah, how would you take two more?
This is how you take eggs out of your own house. Yes.
Your parents don't see anything odd about this. They don't reprimand you.
My parents don't think twice about it.
So the egg carton looks like a tic-tac-toe board.
I guess. This is what I've been wondering about for 2 weeks.
Yeah. You don't see what's wrong with this? You don't see that this aesthetically is horrific?
Unpleasing.
Yeah, unpleasing to the eye. I never seen anybody do something like this. And when I opened the egg carton, I was on the phone with Justin. Justin, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I flipped the camera. He goes, what the hell? What's wrong with that man?
The only thing that I see is a neurotic.
No. Aesthetically unpleasant.
What do you mean it's aesthetically unpleasant?
You need to take from the one.
It's aesthetically imbalanced.
No, you need to take from the one next to each other.
And I don't lose my mind if somebody takes them out like you're advocating to take them out.
Because that's the right way. Sore. Say, Justin.
That's a sight for sore eyes.
My eyes are sore. And they were born sore. So now they're even more sore because of this. Like
I couldn't imagine what I had done, and now that I found out,
and I thought you were gonna say like, "Oh, I don't even remember doing that." Like maybe
this is
I accidentally
most anticlimactic. Maybe thing
no, this was bugging me for 2 weeks. You know what's funny? I haven't even taken any eggs out of there because I wanted to just have it like that till it was done. I wanted to just have that energy in my fridge.
Torturing yourself.
Yes,
for two
because
weeks?
how could you live with that? How could you live seeing that? The eggs is diagonally taken from one end to the other end. Not
I don't, when I used to live by
next
myself,
to each other, right?
I would just take them like that, and so the last two eggs would be in the middle.
No, the eggs are supposed to have a buddy system.
Right.
You take two from that side and work your way down.
Right, like when you're in middle school.
No,
there's a buddy system.
So the eggs have a consciousness.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay. But you know what has a consciousness? Us. And you're disturbing it with this egg carton.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, listen. I mean, listen. You know, do that on your own time with your own cartons. Don't do that to other people's cartons. Don't bring your vibe to my carton. Your thought process. I've never heard anybody do this. I've never seen any egg carton look like that. It was so annoying to see. It is annoying me right now looking at it. And the fact that you are just shrugging this off like it's any little thing, like this is some kind of trivial, like it's nothing, is actually strange.
You know when people say the stakes are high or the stakes are low?
Stakes are high right now.
The stakes are non-existent.
You know what's non-existent? Those two eggs that you took. And they're in the took them out the wrong damn place.
And those eggs were delicious, and so was the steak.
Well, Justin,
so thank you for leaving the eggs in the refrigerator.
Well, next time, be a little more considerate.
Yep.
When somebody,
now
you know,
that I know it, now that I know it bothers you,
you know, it's like when you go into your own house.
Out differently.
When you go into your own house, you could throw stuff on the ground when you get in, do whatever you feel. But when you walk into somebody else's house, you can't just put your feet up on the coffee table and do whatever you want. You have to behave respectfully. That was disrespectful because you know I have neurotic tendencies And that may have been on purpose, now that I think about it.
Well, this reminded me of how deep.
That may have been payback for him losing.
Yeah, maybe this was payback for the contest. Uh-huh. Now you're thinking, Justin, because you know that I have anxiety, and that carton gave me anxiety.
Thank you, Justin. I was looking for the first opportunity to get back to you.
Well, you really stuck the knife in deep. That pissed me and Justin off. You got us both. Mm-hmm. Now, Justin, just be more considerate next time, okay? Do that on your own time.
Yeah.
Pastor. Justin also has a gripe with you. Would you like to say it?
So, how does listening to your show the other week?
Why did you say it like that? Like, it's not a show. Well, listening to your show. Like, it's not a show. Like, your little show.
No. So, you guys were having a discussion about if you can interview anybody, who would you interview? And he brought up Jesus. And you said...
I brought up Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, you would not like to interview Jesus. I was astounded about that. I was baffled. Like, I'm not religious, and I would interview Jesus.
Wow. Your first question would be what?
Pardon?
What would your first question be?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Okay.
I'm not the religious one. You're the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
What's your reasoning behind that?
It was just a sense, a feeling that I got, that I guess, you know, my anticipation is that I'm going to see Jesus on the last day.
Yeah, and but
if Jesus is going to show up and walk around and come up on the No Name Yet podcast, I just...
You're saying you don't want to ruin the surprise?
If you could, wouldn't you be like, Jesus, is heaven really real? Jesus, is the devil real? Like,
have I done anything to offend you?
Yeah.
Anything I need to work on?
Am I on the naughty list?
Yeah, something like that?
No.
Wow.
Because that doesn't happen here. That happens...
But what's with these rules
after
and regulations?
Death.
Why, if you can't get an edge, get an edge?
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand.
I don't know. I guess I just, I.
You want to wait in line with everybody else? I don't want to. I want the fast pass.
I think of the opportunity to see Jesus Christ as a precious and a sacred thing.
All right, so your show's not sacred?
And I've always said that if I asked people, what would you do if you saw Jesus coming back? Because he's supposed to come back.
I'd faint.
And people would say, rejoice, I'd do this. And I'm sure that I would rejoice. But at first sight of Jesus, that the only thing that I think of doing is falling to the ground face down and honoring the Savior of the whole world.
Right, and then following that, you wouldn't want to interview him.
Jesus isn't my bud. He's my savior.
Right.
Okay.
And?
So it transcends the No Name Yet or the Gritty Knows Best.
But once you finish with the hysterics, you could interview. You could talk to him. Why? But why is he, you don't want to talk to Jesus, is what you're saying? You don't even want to, you're behaving like an untouchable or something? Isn't Jesus like a man of the people?
He is a man of the people.
So he eats dinner with people. He talks to people. He heals people. Are you exempt from this? You're the only person that he can't eat with.
No, yeah. I mean, you bring out a good point that I'm wedded to a certain narrative of a certain expectation. So maybe it's something that I can reevaluate.
Yeah. If Jesus wanted to sit down and break bread, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You going to deny?
But just imagining sitting and looking at the face of Jesus is an overwhelming thought.
Right. Let me tell you.
I get it. It's a little scary. It might be. But if you get the chance, you do it.
Right. Not that it's ever happened, but you know, hopefully if anybody in the world was to get a chance, hopefully it wouldn't be you now, because we know you'd fumble the ball. Hopefully be one of us. We'd be a little more like, you know, we'd start asking the hard hitting questions like Justin. Hopefully it would be Justin, because I might be a little more starstruck than Justin. I think Justin would be the best person to do it. So like, Progeria, what was the point of that?
What was the point of giving me that away? You got a plan or something? Like, what's going on?
Like, serious. Let's talk. I would ask if the stories were real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then obviously, I'd be like, well, you know, I've heard you healed blind people, so I mean, you know.
Hello.
Like, any chance I can get, you know, some of that? Pause. Can I get some of that?
You'd be interviewing Jesus, pausing every other paragraph.
Let me get some of that. Pause.
Anyway, I just heard that. I was just baffled you said no, because I thought you would be the first person.
Yeah, that's why I asked him. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, Jesus is like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
But you know what? He has his own beliefs, right?
Yeah.
He has his own thing. He does the eggs differently. He marches to the beat of his own drumming. You got to respect that, right, Justin? That's right. Now, speaking of the No Name Yet show, maybe some of the people haven't listened to, maybe you don't know about it. This is season two?
Yes.
And how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Got off to a rocky start.
Did it?
Well,
he scared him into changing the day.
Oh, you're talking about the war. The Friday War, yeah. Why don't you?
No, I wasn't referring to that, but if you want to,
why don't you tell him what that was, Justin? Maybe
that's the reason why. We're the big dogs. Be up on Fridays. That's it.
Well, that was a change on your part. I always.
No, that wasn't a change.
We didn't change. We just added.
Yeah, we added because we upload audio on Tuesday, video on Friday.
All right, you added the video.
Yeah, it took over.
So the No Name Yet podcast is already on Fridays,
right?
Okay.
And then you two come along like two good fellas and saying, "Get off this block."
Yeah, this is our day. Yeah. We come and do it.
Saturday's next. See you later. You could do Saturday. You could do Tuesday even, because we're not on YouTube on Tuesday. So we didn't see why you couldn't just change days. And you did change
Friday works the best for me.
Oh, no, you did Friday today, right? You did Friday today.
I did Friday today.
But some days you do Saturday.
Some days I do Saturday.
Justin, we never do Saturday.
Never.
Every day, every Friday, boom.
Yep.
We're on.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, well, yeah, this time we were early. Sometimes we're late at night. But this time we did it at midnight this Friday.
Yep.
Well, you know what really sucks about season two?
That sucks.
Is... Season one, I started, you know, didn't know what to expect, was just doing it. And then the summer came, and I had a great summer last year and had a lot of time to focus on, like, the No Name Yet podcast, things I like to do. And then September came around, and I started my classes again, our class again, whole bunch of stuff with church started happening. Then you fast forward to the beginning of the year, Ministerial Institute started. And I was just in no shape to, I just, my willingness to do all that work wasn't there. And so the podcast suffered. And I'm still in that mode where, you know, there's just a lot of things I need to get done for chaplaincy. There's a lot of things I need to get done for the church. And it's just like, I don't want to do it. I would just rather have some fun on the podcast and invest my time there. But it's just not there.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that the content hasn't suffered.
Okay. No.
That hasn't suffered. I think it's a good season.
It's really good.
I had fun on both seasons.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're a little more overwhelmed.
Juggling time. Yeah.
Yeah, viewership is down this season, but
don't say that live on the end.
Yeah.
We don't talk views. We don't talk views here.
Yeah.
It's not about the views.
Not about the views.
It's about the fun.
I'm glad to report that since putting the No Name Yet podcast up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Samsung Podcast, and a couple others that I never remember what they are.
There's so many. Amazon podcast. This that.
Yeah, I didn't put it on Amazon or Google.
Oh, okay.
That was a conscious decision.
Yeah, we're not on Amazon either. Not for any particular reason. I think that we have to do something. We have to jump through a certain hoop, and I forgot what it was. And I was like, I don't feel like doing it right now. And I don't think Amazon Podcast is big. I don't hear anybody use it. So I'm like, I don't even want to do that.
No, they're struggling with that Amazon Music.
Yo, Amazon Music sucks.
It does.
It really does.
Like, it always crashes on my phone. I don't even have it. It was good for a while. I had it for a few years, and all of a sudden, it just went to hell.
Yeah, Apple Music.
They're giving away like 3 months for like a dollar. So I did it. And when I got back on it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I used to have this. It just crashed every 5 minutes in every song.
And they changed the way they navigate through it. Because I had it, and I kept getting lost in the app.
Did you?
Because they changed some things. And I'm like, well, I got to a point where I was trying to buy a song. And I'm like, why can't I buy this song? I want to buy it.
You got
to
make it.
And I couldn't get to where you bought it. And so I gave up on them in frustration.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it. Yeah, deleted them. So you're not on Google or Amazon, but you're on Spotify. And what were you going to say that you...
What were you going to say? It's getting better, more listens.
Well, I looked at the analytics today, and the past 3 weeks has been a solid at 5.
Oh. Got a solid consistency.
Yep. Start out with 3, 3, 4, then 5, and then it's been 5. So, we're not going down.
Yeah.
Nope, we don't. We don't do that.
I say this all the time. It's about entertaining the people.
That's right.
And what was I going to say?
You definitely do it. He does it. He entertains the people. Yeah. He entertains Roddy for sure. Roddy's always watching those.
Yeah.
And it only takes one episode to pull up.
That's it. Boom.
Unless
you're not looking to blow up. I don't know.
And I get a few views on Rumble too.
That's right. That's right. You're big on you're a big Rumble fan. The Rumble's been going well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it's because
it's
there.
More of like a political platform, right?
Well, Rumble doesn't take people down for their views.
Right. So that's why it's more
at least
political.
For now.
Yeah, but the landscape, it looks like more political people are on it. Not that it's a political platform.
Well, most of the, I would say probably the first people that, political people that went to Rumble were people that got kicked off of YouTube.
Yeah, right. So there's more freedom on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we don't need any more freedom. Right? We don't need any more. Let's stay off Rumble, Justin.
Yeah.
We need a little parameter.
Yeah. Yeah, too much freedom.
Yeah. That's good. We talked about the show the other week. We talked about Christine. You know, you did a best of Christine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did two episodes of that, right?
I still got to come out with part two.
Okay. So that was good. You had a couple episodes with her. You had Mo on there. Not much this season, right? When did this season start?
February.
Oh wow.
And then I missed some weeks. That's why I said it got off.
Oh, I don't know. That's what it was. Star. I don't remember you missing the weeks.
He had a couple episodes this season with Christine.
That's what I said. I said Christine, and then I said Mo. I don't remember.
Not much this season.
No, yeah, not much with Mo, I don't think.
Yeah, not much.
Not as much as last year, no.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah, because Mo was on a lot last year. You got us on it. So if you haven't heard the No Name Yet show, you just go type in the No Name Yet podcast on YouTube, and if you see our beautiful faces, that's the one it is. So you're having a good time. Are you still having fun?
What's that?
Are you still having fun? Or are you just still overwhelmed?
Yes, I am having fun.
Okay.
No, I do enjoy it. I look forward to it.
Right.
But if you're searching the No Name Podcast on the podcast platforms, we come up quicker if you put in Rich Moran, Moran.
Okay. Rich Moran, No Name Yet, or just Rich Moran?
Just Rich Moran. Right now it's popping right up with Rich Moran.
Very nice. didn't mean to do that. Didn't mean to take my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Like I said in the beginning of the show.
I said I didn't mean to take it off. I was doing something on my phone. I took it off Do Not Disturb by accident, okay?
This guy. So listen. You're having fun. You just wish you had more time to do it.
Yeah, more time to prepare, more time to, you know, get creative. But, you know, maybe I have a vacation coming up.
I was going to say, you are going to go on like a 2-week break or 3-week break, at least 3 weeks from the church.
A 3-week break from the church. And it's the first year I am taking a sabbatical from the church.
Mm-hmm. 3 whole weeks.
Which you know, the pastor technically supposed to do every year. But it's kind of difficult.
So maybe you could bulk record this year a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
You could do a couple extra episodes, get them out, you know, have them in stock. We don't even do that. We try sometimes.
Yeah.
But we do it more on the fly. But you could do that.
Yeah.
Get some interviews in there. It'll be nice. And you, Turkey, you're taking the break. You brought up the break on your own, right, to the church. And then they kind of where everybody was relieved because they were like, yeah, actually, that sounds like a great idea. So then everybody took a break.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was, you know, I've been thinking about the spiritual health of the church, and the church has been through a lot. You know, as far as death and sickness, and you know, all of us keep going into the church and doing the same thing over and over, and people still remain tired and a bit empty. And I think that doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is, you know, definitely insanity. So we'll do something that a lot of pastors probably wouldn't be willing to do, is to just shut it down for a little while, let everybody rest and recoup. When we're away from the church, hopefully the fondness for the church bubbles back up and we're ready to come back at the end of the break.
Right. That's what usually happens to me when I go on breaks like that. I just kind of, it eventually comes up, whatever I'm taking a break from, if I really like it, it eventually just starts bubbling up, like you said, slowly. Mm-hmm. And then by the time it's over, I'm usually ready to come back like we do from the show. We're about to take a break from the show very, very soon. We got more information on that in the next coming episodes, but the end of the season is coming.
Coming.
We have very few episodes to the end of the season. So what are you going to do on your break to re-energize yourself?
Well, the first weekend I'm going on a chaplain's retreat to Silver Bay, which is on Lake George. And from what I know about the place, you know, we have our own private rooms. It's right on the lake. There's hiking trails.
Ugh, we know you love that.
Well, I haven't done that kind of thing in a long time. So I just
hike?
Like to. Yeah, I want to get out into the woods and that, because it's something that I haven't done in a long time.
Don't go missing. People go missing on them trails. We don't want to put your face on a missing Moran. We don't want to put you on a milk carton. We don't have to put out a Amber Alert on the show. Where's Rich?
On the news, have you seen Rich?
All they found was his shoes on the trail. That was it. So you're gonna go hiking, which sounds horrific. And what else?
You're gonna get kidnapped by Sasquatch.
It could be aliens. Anything could be. You could get kidnapped by people doing experiments. You might wake up in a tub. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
They say people go missing even when they're in groups. The group turns around, boom, they're gone.
Yep.
So don't be in the back of the group. Be in the front of the group so that everybody can see you.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you have planned? Anything fun? Because that don't sound fun.
Well, that sounds fun to me. Then I'm going to go to the Berkshires.
Right.
And I think I'm just going to sit back and relax.
You know what you should do? You should go for fun. Go in the grocery stores and take out 2 eggs from each carton in the fridge. Go in the fridge or in the grocery store and take out the 2 eggs like you did and see what people do. That sounds fun, no? Like a social experiment.
That might be fun for a bit for the podcast, but not for my vacation.
All right, so what else you said you're going to do? That and what?
Then I left some days at the end of the week. I might go to Rochester if Pastor Simmons is around.
All right.
Shout out to Pastor Simmons. I haven't seen him in person in a while.
Shout out to Pastor Simmons. Pastor Simmons is a good guy. I like him.
Yep.
Good guy. But breaks are very important.
Is just to unwind and decompress a little bit.
Breaks are very, very important. I mean, you can't even stress enough. I used to fight and rail against breaks, but it's more necessary than you think. When you're in the thick of something, it's hard to step away from. But once you do, everything becomes clearer, and you get new ideas, and you become re-energized. Justin knows. He takes a break. You do something smart, right? You do you bulk record and then take breaks so nobody even knows you're taking a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you – are you taking another break soon?
Or
are you on break right now?
I might. I had a bulk record of a couple games, but I might.
Okay. Yeah, we're working on some special stuff with Justin that we will also talk about, some very special things that we will talk about in preceding episodes or subsequent episodes.
Yeah.
So it sounds fun.
You know, the one thing that I do want to do, if it's close enough, when I'm in Massachusetts, is go candlestick bowling.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. Yeah. What is it? It's, explain to everybody what that is.
So it's a different style of bowling. The pins are really skinny, and you use like a wooden ball that you can hold in the palm of your hand. And, the pins are much harder to knock down. So you get three shots each frame instead of two. Nice. And it's just a different way to bowl. And I did it when I was a kid, and it was kind of neat.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm planning on doing is the place that I'm staying is 12 miles away from the Norman Rockwell Museum.
Who's that? An astronaut?
No, he was an artist. A lot of his art was the covers of the Saturday Evening Post. It was a magazine. And his work is iconic. You've probably seen it and not known that it was Norman Rockwell.
Right.
The reason I'm going is that my grandmother brought my sister and I to the Norman Rockwell Museum when we were kids. And there was a painting of a woman up on the wall, and it was the woman was painted over. He was going to repaint her, but he died before he got to it.
Oh.
So the reason they had it up on the wall is you could see her through the white paint.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that to fully see her, that the white paint would fade in 25 years.
Oh.
Well, it's been over 25 years.
Cool.
So I'm going to ask him about that painting. My expectation is that whoever I ask is not going to know what the heck I'm talking about.
But it's not up in the museum right now. Where is it?
I don't know if it's in the museum or not. But I'm going to ask about it and see if it still is in the museum.
Nice. It'll keep us updated on the No Name Yet show.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about that. Because that's actually interesting.
Then I was thinking out. So if I do ask somebody and they say, that painting is in storage, that I still haven't fully decided if I'm going to tour the museum or not.
Oh, you don't know if that's not there, you don't know if you're going to stay?
Yeah, I think I am going to stay.
You might as well.
Yeah, I'll just stay.
So you only want to see that. You don't like his work other than that.
Well, no, I do like his work.
And this guy, was that prolific as a whole museum? They don't have anybody else in there? I never heard of that.
I don't know if they do. I was looking at the website, and they might have other exhibits there.
It's a big museum?
When I went, it was small.
Okay, I was going to say, because I never heard of a museum dedicated to one person like that. I guess Elvis, right? I mean, and I guess he has a museum?
He may have lived in that area, too.
Norman Rockwell?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know for certain, but it's an easy conclusion to jump to. This is why they would locate it there.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I don't think... Do you like museums, Justin? I don't think we're into museums.
Not really.
Except the Museum of... What did they used to bring to when we were kids? The Science Museum? Was nice.
Yeah, science, and then you could touch the stuff.
Yeah, they let us touch because we were blind. I don't think they let everybody else touch. I think they let just us touch the stuff, right? Isn't it just us? But when you go to the Museum of Science, they have like all those cool exhibits, and they have that room that's like sideways.
Yeah,
I like that museum. But I haven't been to any. Oh, you know what museum we never went to? The Ripley's Museum. Remember that? We never went in there though. Did we go in?
We didn't go in. Did we?
I don't think so. But we do have a story we never talked about on the show. Yeah. We could bring that. I don't think you, I was meaning to tell you this, Pastor, too, the other day. You want to take this one, Justin?
So we were at a program, and they brought us. I don't know if they brought us to the museum.
We were going to a restaurant, I think.
We passed by it.
Yeah.
So me getting the bright idea, I went in, and I just stood there like a statue. I was like this.
Outside of Ripley's Museum, there was other. There was like there's a picture on our Green Hills Best Instagram of Justin standing to a statue of an old man. This is where that's from.
So I was just staying there, and people would come up to me, you know, see if I was real, and then I would jump at them.
And we did that for like an hour. Because I think we were waiting to, either we were waiting to get in there, we might have went in there, and then we went to the Hard Rock, and then we went to the Hard Rock Cafe after that. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever had a chicken Caesar salad. It was great. But yeah, we went to the, Ripley's is expensive though, no? Isn't it like 40 beans or something to go up in there?
It might be.
Yeah. But that was a great story. We had so much fun just scaring people. We were like, you know, like a couple of feet away, so we didn't like we were with them, and we would just watch people would just go like, oh my God, is he real? We just scare little kids. Yeah. It was hilarious. You know,
Lake George has the Frankenstein Wax Museum.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, have and you?
Then, yeah. Then I went to La Tosha over here.
So what shape was it in when you were there, Justin?
Like, was it?
He means like, was it decrepit? Yeah.
I think it was okay.
Because you know, we went there as kids, and you know, when we were going there as kids, it was at the height of the museum, and then we went. I don't know. I think it might have been maybe say 5 to 7 years ago. My sister and I walked through it, and like some of the wax statues are missing. And they've got like stuffed animals in there, and they've got Christmas lights.
I think that was around the time I think I remember that. Yeah,
it's like they're holding on until the rest of the wax figures are, you know, crumble
by a thread.
But the reason I mentioned it is when we were younger that we were in front of it, and. There was a big Frankenstein standing outside, and I mean, there was a crowd of at least 25 to 35 people, like looking at Frankenstein, trying to figure out if Frankenstein was real or not. And whoever was Frankenstein was a very tall person to begin with, and it was real because he took a humongous step.
Oh, God.
Into the crowd, and I mean, people were running like. People screamed. Great. I mean, it was great.
That is awesome. Would have loved to see that. I guess we got to see something like that.
Right.
I would like to go to that museum. If it's like in bad shape, it sounds like a fun museum to go to.
Well, it's a pretty gruesome museum.
Yeah, that's why I want to see that. Yeah. What is it like? Is it like $10 to get in? It's got to be cheap.
I don't know how much it costs.
It better be cheap.
It might be more.
Better be cheap if it's looking beat.
But what? I mean, they have like a lot of the wax figures are depicting like how people were tortured in torture chambers.
Oh, that's nice.
Like flaying alive, you know, they're cutting the meat off the legs.
That's and, fun.
You know, head in a cage of rats. And
where is this?
In Lake George.
Lake George.
We got to do a family.
Somebody's on the rack, and they've got a recording of somebody screaming.
That is cool.
Yeah.
We got to go. I went to something like that when I went to Salem, Massachusetts. They did a play, and then they had the Witch Museum. You'd go underground. I think it's where they used to have the witch jail, but then they remade the witch jail and it had all these like, you know, mannequins in there like, oh, please help me. I'm not a witch. And it was creepy as hell. But so I went to something like that. That's the other museum I went to is the Witch Museum. Very cool. If you've never been to Salem, you should definitely take a trip over there. It's a very nice place to go, especially if you're into spooky things.
I just wanted to mention one more museum.
Right.
And it's called Mass MoCA.
Is it a coffee museum?
No, it's a modern art museum. And it's north of Williamstown. I forgot what town it's in. But I like going there. And I've been there 3 times. And I saw Blondie perform there, too.
In the museum?
Well, in the field next to the museum. And, you know, I mean, any modern art that you go see, unless, you know, unless you're going to see something, you know, specific, it's kind of hit and miss, or at least it's hit and miss for me. And the last time I went, I liked the exhibit I went to go see, but the rest of it, I just thought was trash. But I'm, you know, I'm always willing to go back, you know, cause, but the thing I wanted to tell you about the first time I went with my friend David Easter, who was my best friend at Bethel Schenectady. And then he ended up passing away. And David would never pulled any punches. Like, you didn't have to guess what he was thinking. So there was this exhibit. And it, this thing is in an old factory. So they had this long, long, long room where there must have been, you know, some kind of, you know, conveyor belt where, you know, assembly line. And they had these huge bean bags on the floor. And they had projectors above, and like you could read, like these different paragraphs would come by you, and you could just lay back in the bean bags and just watch the words go by. Okay. And I thought that it was really cool. I wanted to lay in one of the bean bags and just chill out for a while. Mm-hmm. And David was like, I'm not lying on that beanbag. I don't know who was lying there before me.
I could get scabies or some shit. Who knows?
He's not wrong.
Yeah. I don't even want to lay there and then look at paragraphs. I can't even read them.
I'm like, you don't want to just hang out for a little bit? You don't like this at
boring.
All?
Boring.
No,
that sounds
I
like
hate
a
this.
Boring exhibit. Yeah.
I hate it. So we go out.
We're all with David.
And so we went into this other room. And they had this thing that it was all these box fans set up in a circle. And then there was a way that you could walk in the middle of it. And so what the artist had done was stand on the shore of Walden Pond, where who was up at? Was it who was in Walden Pond?
Who was that?
A great American writer. Let me just look it up.
Walden Pond.
Because yeah. You guys probably didn't pay attention in literature.
You didn't pay attention in anything.
No, I didn't pay attention.
Pay attention to literature. Remember, I didn't pay attention to science.
I
can't
even remember the guy's name. I just.
Okay. So what?
Henry David Thoreau.
Okay. Never heard of him.
So where he would have stood on the pond where he wrote a certain piece.
Okay.
And so they measured the wind. And so what they did was, with the measurements of the wind, they programmed these fans to blow in such a way that you would experience the breeze off of Walden Pond when they were there.
That's
and it was just kind of neat.
Is it?
I thought it was kind of neat. I wasn't overwhelmed.
Do you pay for this?
Yeah.
What is this, the rip-off museum?
Hey,
this is the... This is a scam museum. Yo, David was right. Boo! Oh, Justin, you know what I'm going to do? I'm an artist. I'm going to put a bunch of fans around, and we're going to put it to Schmedium so that you can get the Edgar Allan Poe wind. This is the wind that Edgar Allan Poe felt when he wrote The Raven. Isn't that cute? I'm going to get out of bed and waste my day to sit around a bunch of fucking fans. How about I just turn my AC on and stand in front of that for free? Because I don't even pay for electricity yet, so I can just do it for free.
Well,
wow.
David was equally as underwhelmed with that, too.
Yeah,
I don't blame
yeah
him.
We're with David on this. You know what we're going to do, Justin? Let's put a fan on the floor.
Okay.
We wear dresses, and then we can experience what Marilyn Monroe felt when the wind went up her dress. How amazing. This is the Museum of... Z's.
So this is there's one more exhibit.
Oh God! That,
well, I just remember that maybe you would like this one. So there are some cultures that where people like cut a hole in the ice in the winter and they jump in,
right?
The freezing water, okay. And it's supposed to reset your mind.
What are you, Wim Hof? Yeah.
There's some like Russian Orthodox priests that do it. I guess it's something that people do.
So they jump in the water.
So what they did is they recreated, they refrigerated this room, and you could see it through this glass. Okay. And like every, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes, someone would come up out of the hole.
Is it a haunted house?
Not the water. Or they would enter the room. That's right. They would enter the room. And then that they would take off their robe.
Oh, you see a guy disrobe in front of you? What the hell is this?
We saw a woman disrobe.
Oh, that's good. Good museum.
So then she like looks down into the hole and then she jumped in.
Is it an actress or something?
No, it's just people who volunteered to do it.
They get naked in front of people? What is this, Chatterbait?
For a moment.
This is like the original water. Chatterbait or something.
I figured you liked the naked part. That's the only reason why I offered one more exhibit.
Yeah, maybe that'll be a new thing on Chatterbait. People just jump into freezing cold water.
Maybe a TikTok trend.
I think people are starting to jump in freezing ice water. So what's his name do that? YK Osiris? Did you know who that is? He jumped in like a garbage can full of ice and water or something. I don't know. Maybe it's a new thing going around, but it's like the ice bucket challenge or something like that. All I know is, do you remember how much you paid for that?
I forgot what the entry fee. It was like maybe $15 or something.
$15. Your time is more valuable. Guys,
14 too much.
14 too many, and however much time you spend.
Your modern art is hit and miss.
Sounds like a lot of misses.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you what kind of art I don't like.
Which is?
And that's pointillism.
What?
Well, it's a style of art, and a friend of mine was really, really enthused that the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art was having this pointless exhibit, and she just kept talking about it on the way down there, and then when I saw pointless paintings, I was like, eh.
What does it look like?
I just by the name, I thought pointillism would be like a lot of dots that make an image, but it's...
Like a Pac-Man
they were more
game.
Drab, and there was more like brush strokes, like making the image, and I didn't like it.
Sounds like pointlessism.
Right.
Rip off. Yeah. Rip off. So enough with pointlessism in museums. Let's get down to business here. I asked everybody to compile a list, a bucket list, which is things that you want to do before you kick the bucket, before you die. So each one of us came up with 5. Justin, why don't you kick off and we'll go around the table.
Alright. So number one, I'm a huge wrestling fan. If you listen to the podcast, you know. Well, you don't know. People ask me on YouTube, you know. But I've been to a lot of shows, NXT, Raw, SmackDown, but I've never been to a WrestleMania.
Oh.
And that's something I would like to do before I go. So, WrestleMania is my first thing.
The only thing that sucks is WrestleMania's kind of suck right now.
Yeah.
It would be great if you can get a time machine and go to, like, WrestleMania 17. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
But even though you'll still want to experience it. Even if...
Awesome. Yeah.
Now, do you think you would spend the money to do that? You would do, like, the top of the line, like, front row, all that?
I don't know about front row.
Uh-huh.
But maybe in the cheaper seats in the middle...
Okay, so you would do that.
But I definitely want to experience that. I'm a mark, so I'll sit there for fucking 12 hours.
Listen, you go, I go. I'm wearing my NWO jersey today. Boom. So there you go. I would go with you. I would accompany you to WrestleMania. If we'd have went to this one, the one that just passed, it would have been okay. This one wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. Some of them were horrendous. It would have been like so boring, but this one was okay. All right, so I'm going to hit this one off next. Speaking of places, this is a very small one. This one you may not expect, but I have always wanted to go to Hooters. So that's the first thing on my list, because as a child, I've always wanted to go and I never been. And it reminds me of, speaking of wrestling, the WWE Cafe. Now, it's not the same thing because it was only one location of the WWE Cafe, but it reminds me of it because me and my mom would always be like, oh, we got to go to the WWE Cafe. Like, we got to go. We got to go. And I think we just assumed, oh, it's WWE. Like, it's going to be around forever. We could just go whenever. And eventually there were some issues and it got shut down. So I don't want to be in a position where, how do you know? Like, Hooters may be like Barnes & Noble, where they just start getting shut down everywhere. They shut down a few in New York. They shut down like two in New York.
There's only like three left here, I think.
Right. So I like chicken wings. I like women. And it just sounds like a great place to go. Got to experience it. Pastor, what do you got?
I'd like an all-expense-paid trip to Herkimer.
Herkimer?
Yeah, Herkimer, New York. Okay. Where Mo's living now.
You need to expand upon this.
Would you like to explain?
What is the point of this?
Like, you want to pay?
Is there another museum there?
Or just to see Mo?
Well, they have the Herkimer Diamond Mines.
You want to go get black lung? Why do you want to go to a diamond mine? You want to walk out with soot all over your face?
That's kind of fun. I went there when
black
I was a
lung
kid.
Is fun, or what?
No, You know, going to the diamond mine.
What do you do? You pick mine. You mine for diamonds.
Yeah, you
got a pickaxe.
You mine for diamonds. You're breathing soot.
Yeah, let's breathe in a bunch of soot. Pastor's vacations are very interesting.
That's fun.
Let's sit in front of a bunch of fans and then let's go down in a coal mine, like where people work with, like where people have jobs and they don't, like, it's like the worst job ever. Like, they don't want to go. They don't even want to be there. They know they're gonna like die early. Let's go on vacation to one of those things. What's that shit called? A fucking dirt tunnel.
Mine?
Yeah, mine. Yeah. So who's next? Justin? Oh, no. Yeah, did you have anything else you want to say about that?
No.
This really what you want to do before you die?
Yeah.
Well, you might die when you come out of there. Lungs are going to be all dirty.
Sticking to traveling.
Real quick. You could find a diamond in there for real? Though?
It's quartz. They're not really diamonds.
So there's no chance that you find a diamond?
No.
Okay.
No, that sucks.
Okay, Justin.
Anyway, sticking to traveling, I would really like to go to Europe. Oh. I'd go to Italy, France, back to Greece. I would like to travel around there. And I have this separate, but I'm mixed to sing. I would like to see the Eiffel Tower. Long time.
Wow. What is so significant about that? You want to see it in person?
I don't know. Just what's cool. I would like to go visit it. I always hear nice things about it. It's like the number one place people visit. So
didn't our friend Kalik say he went and it sucked?
I don't know.
I remember he said he went to like Italy. I think he went to Eiffel Tower. He was like boring. We got to ask him when we get off here.
I really want to go to the UK. So.
Because you have a lot of fans there.
I do.
So you need to go to the pubs and the bars, and you need to go out there and experience that. Every time we go live, hey, I'm from the UK.
Drinking the pub.
Yeah, go to the pub. Anything specific you want to do in these places besides the Eiffel Tower?
No, I just would like to travel around Europe.
Okay, very interesting. Interesting. I would like to travel to a haunted location. An extremely haunted location to do a real deal ghost hunt. Like with all the equipment and all that stuff. Like maybe go to like Lizzie Borden's house or go to Eastern State Penitentiary, which I've been to, but I've never done like an overnight official like ghost hunters, ghost adventure tour where you get the electronics and you got to stay there all night. It'll be me, Justin, Dre. I don't think Dre would go. You think Dre would go on a ghost hunt or you'd be scared?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he'll be scared. I just think he'll be like...
Oh, no, you know... Stephanie will be like, no, you're not bringing no fucking ghost back to my house. Uh-uh, that's just gonna stick to you, Poppy.
I'd like to go on that with you. That sounds
Yeah,
fun.
You come on, let's go. We'll go. We have to rent something out. I think you could rent... Eastern State's expensive to rent. But we can go stay at a haunted location and do, like, Lizzie Borden's house. You could just go stay there. It's a bed and breakfast.
I don't know if I want to stay at her house.
Why? What, are you scared? Didn't I literally say... my bucket list is an extremely haunted locale, like a notorious. That's true. We're not talking about I saw an orb here one time. Like, we're talking about like, yo, I got slapped. Like, you know, I saw spirits. I saw dudes walking around the hall that wasn't even real. We're talking real deal.
All right, I can suck it up and go to a Lizzie board.
All right, so maybe you coming, Justin? Not that we're going to Lizzie's in particular, but we can look something up.
I'll come.
Listen, Justin, do you remember Lizzie Borden's wax?
Lizzie
exhibit?
Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 wax.
Yeah, she's in that Frankenstein wax museum.
Oh,
the body's in there and there's blood all over the place.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 wax, and then they say when she was done, she gave her father 41. Is that how it goes? It's a nursery rhyme. Yeah, Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 wax, and then when they say when she was done, she gave her father. She killed her family, Justin. I don't think you know who Lizzie Borden is. So there's many haunted locations you can go to, and I would like to go to one. So what do you think about this, Pastor? What's your next one?
My next one is I want to have a Pepsi Nitro party.
Let me tell you, man. This is some bucket list. What would I'm the only one here. Y'all could have joined me. I'm having a solo Nitro party today. Now, you wrote this before you saw me with this?
Yes, yes.
Now, I would like to say that obviously Pastor is not that into this Nitro Pepsi because we literally went to Target. They didn't have them there. I said, yo, they definitely have them at Walmart. You want to go? Nah. So, I mean, is this really on the bucket list? Or because you didn't even want to go, you didn't want to go like two blocks down to Walmart. Well, how would the party look? Will there be bubbles? Will there be foam? Will there be glow sticks, ecstasy, and Pepsi? What would be there?
Well, I didn't consider the ecstasy part of it, but
well, now that you say it,
that sounds fun.
Now you say it, it'll be there. I mean,
might as well,
right?
Anything you'd like to say about this party? Entice people? Maybe they want to come.
I thought we'd have some pizza, play some music.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, Justin, what do you got?
My next thing is very small.
It's very good.
I would like to own a house or buy a house before I die.
Nice.
Because I would feel a sense of accomplishment that I've made it enough to that I could buy a house.
That is a beautiful... let me shed a tear real quick. Oh, God. Oh my God. Now, would you want to buy it in New York? Would you be stupid enough to do something like that?
Hell no.
Okay.
I'm moving out of here.
You're getting out. Are you coming to Utica?
Where are you going to move?
Oh no.
Come up to Utica, baby.
Might go to Utica. Might go to Europe.
Maybe. I don't think you're moving to another country now. Oh no, you're not moving to another country. I can hear your grandmother and your mother now.
Buy a house in Greece.
I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but I think it's... A year or two ago, I was reading that places in like Portugal, Spain, Italy are selling like kind of like mansions and estates for dirt cheap just to get people to move to the country. Yeah. And you can fix them up and they just want the population.
Imagine how many pops you could fit in a mansion.
I know, right?
Think about that. Just you'll be you can make your house full of pops and then pay people to walk through it like
I
a museum. Like
out.
Pastor
like
would
museum.
Like a pop museum.
Pop museum.
Justin's pop museum.
And then Entertainment Tonight would report on the split of Gritty Enterprises and Justin Simbitis Incorporated.
We would never split. We're already out of we're not even in the same location now.
The Justin Simbitis the Justin Simbitis estate
never.
Compound.
No.
He'd have his own and I'd have mine because I don't want to live around a bunch of freaking I don't want to live in Toyland. So I'd have my own. I'll move next door. It'll be I'll move like 10 fucking blocks down. Cause you know, when you get a house like that, you can move I'll get an ATV or something and come by and hang out. That's it. So that's a beautiful goal.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Mine next one is to visit Japan. I don't really want to visit anywhere besides, like, I do want to go to Detroit on Halloween to go to the like ICP clown show, but there's nothing else that really sticks out to me. I've been to Salem a couple times. I want to go back there, but Japan is like a must for me. Just the culture looks fun, you know, with like the, you know, the video games and the food, and like you go to what's the place?
Tokyo?
No, not Tokyo. Harajuku, I think. I forgot where it is, but it's like very like colorful area. My friend Andre goes there a couple times. He's been there a couple times. And I don't eat raw fish, but I would probably eat raw fish if I went to Japan and went to like a top-notch sushi place.
You don't eat it here, but you'll eat it.
Because that's like official. Yeah, I'd go to Japan and get like, you know, the fucking master sushi maker where they just put it right in front of you. That would be
legit over there.
Hopefully my stomach won't explode. I mean, it probably will, but are you looking at an orb, Pastor? What's up in the ceiling there?
Yeah, are you staring?
Are you looking at the ceiling?
No, the lights just dimmed.
Ooh, getting scary. You're talking about Lizzie Borden.
Uh-oh.
Gonna whack you in the head tonight.
Get ready for the 41.
Yeah, professional wrestling over there is cool. I've always wanted to like go there and watch a professional wrestling match, some regular ones, some death matches, you know, with some light tubes. They stick them in your head. They stick them up your ass. You jump in a fucking barbed wire cage. So the food, the culture, the wrestling, all seems very fun. I would love to go. What do you got next, Pastor? What kind of foolishness do you have?
I want to go to Jupiter.
Oh God, Justin, what do you got?
Dude said Jupiter. This guy is not taking this serious.
What are you, Elon Musk now?
I mean, why not? I'm a Sagittarius. That's my planet. Why not visit my planet?
Justin, what do you got?
Why don't you be creative and be like, I want to preach on Jupiter.
I want to preach on Jupiter.
I can do that while I'm there. Thank you for the suggestion.
You're going to be preaching to nobody. Who's going to be preaching to? Ain't nobody going to be hearing him up there.
Preach to the aliens.
The Jupiterans?
Uh-huh.
Jupiterans? What's next on your list, Justin?
No, this is my last thing, because I combined the two.
Okay.
Like, I always said this, I had many dogs throughout my lifetime. I always wanted to own a husky.
Oh.
So I would love to do that before I go.
You would, I mean, I guess you don't have to move to a cold climate, but I think you have to move when you get that house, because you need...
You can have them here. My friend has four of them.
But you need, what I was going to say is, but you need a lot of space for that, right? Because they're very energetic, I think.
Yes.
Like, you need to let them run.
Then I get my estate. That's
boom. Beautiful. Yeah. So that's two for one. You get the house. You get the husky. I think all that will be cheap in Portugal, wherever the hell they're gonna cut you a deal over there.
Right.
Oh, they're doing fireworks outside. Beautiful.
I hear
that. You hear that?
I've always said that. I want a husky.
Now, my next one. The lights may dim, and I may break Justin's table when I come back from this next one. This is right on there with exploring a haunted location, but probably worse. I would like to have sex in a cemetery. Now, I would not have sex. Don't. You want to go to Jupiter.
It's better than Jupiter.
It's better than the freaking museum. This is free. Listen, I wouldn't like, you know, bend her over a gravestone or anything. That's disrespectful. But there's many cemeteries that have wide open spaces. You know, you can lay a blanket down somewhere away from the exact grave sites and have a good time. I don't see anything like wrong with that. You're not a fan of that?
No,
It's better than a Pepsi party. This sounds way more fun. You know, we can have like a little picnic beforehand. You know, chill out, look at the stars in the cemetery, and then bang.
Chill out, read the gravestones.
Yeah, take a search around. Hey, there's Cindy Moronis, 1928. Hey, boom, and then you bang.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun. It's a very nice ambiance. It would be great. What do you got, Pasty?
Tour the Entenmann's Bakery.
What?
See, not high, I'll give you.
Yeah, because you're a freaking cookie head.
I'll give you that.
That's easier to do than Jupiter. Where's the headquarters?
They're in Jersey, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, why don't we go? We'll go visit Dre, scoop him up. We'll go to see it. This is easy.
Yeah.
Let's go handle this.
Yeah, I do that.
Do they do tours, or you would like a tour that they don't do?
Well, they used to do tours of the Fraunhofer Bakery here in Albany.
Right.
So I just, you know,
That didn't answer my question at all.
What was your question?
Do you know if they do tours at the Edmonds Bakery or no?
I'm hoping.
Okay, because you were like, well, they do it at this other one. Like, not the one I was referring to. Well, we that's easy to look up. I mean, realistically, we can make a lot of our bucket list happen in like a month, probably. Yeah. Go to Hooters, take a trip to the bakery after that. We're done. That's like half the list right there. And then we go to the coal mines. We'll wait for you outside. I'm not going in no damn mine. We'll wait for you outside. And then I guess you don't have one, right?
I don't have any more. I combined the two.
So my last bucket list item is to take my parents on the best vacation they ever had. All on my dime. They wouldn't have to pay for anything. I would go anywhere they want to go. Not that I would participate in all the activities they want to do. I would definitely not do that. But I would go there with them. And, you know, I would pay for everything, stay as long as they want to stay, because my parents took me on many amazing vacations when I was a kid. Took me to Salem. My dad took me to tons of concerts when I was a kid, you know, brought me into clubs and stuff when I was a kid. I got to see ICP and Twisted, all thanks to my dad. I got kicked in the head, and I saw, like, my, you know, my favorite rappers on stage when I was a kid. You know, my dad gave me that opportunity. My mom took me to tons of places just in the city. She would bring me around all the time and bring me to cool places. So I would love to give my parents the best vacation they ever had, at least one time.
Yes.
What do you got? Now here's Pastor. So Lord knows this is going to be. I want to wear a diaper.
I would like to go to the chocolate factory.
I'm going to meet Hello Kitty.
Oh, you come to Japan with me. There's probably tons of them running around like in Times Square. I'm sure they got one in Times Square now. You just go there with Mickey and Minnie. I love the stories where they're like, yo, today in Times Square, Mickey walked into the store and stabbed Scooby-Doo. You ever seen those, Pastor?
No. Like,
you never seen that? So no. You know in Times Square now they have the characters, right?
Yeah.
So every once in a while there'll be an article like, oh, today Mickey Mouse caught Scooby-Doo in a bodega and stabbed him because, you know, they like they were fighting for territory. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to try and find, because I don't want to look for it now, but there was definitely a couple of news stories about, like, them fighting. You know, they would throw down for corner space in Times Square. You'll find, like, you know, Donald Duck slapping up Minnie Mouse. Like, you know, this is, like, I'm supposed to be here at 3 o'clock. It's wild stuff. So there you go. That's everybody's bucket list.
So, I had a real list. That was my joke list.
Oh, boy. What do you think? This is a 4-hour show?
Come on.
Let's go. Let's hear them.
I'll do them quick. It's mostly travel.
I would like to
go to Syria.
Okay.
And meet the people of Syria. I know famous? People have an opinion on Syria and whether the United States is right and wrong, fighting a proxy war there. I would like to go there and see for myself.
It's good.
I'd like to go to Africa and see the animals. I would like to go to Moscow.
Why don't you just go to Disney's ride where they have all the animals there? You don't got all the good way to Africa. Let's go to Florida.
No, I'd like to go to Africa.
So they could, bite you out there, though.
Huh?
So they could bite you out there, no? Don't they run wild and stuff?
Well, I mean, there are safaris where people, you know, you go with a guide. I'm not going out there by myself.
Hey, there's Rex. He got eaten by a
fucking lion. Oh, God.
I would like to go to China. I always wanted to see the Great Wall of China. I've been told by a number of people that it is underwhelming. But
that's what was in my head. I'm like, seems pretty lame, but
I mean, go there to stare at a wall.
Yeah, look at my look at this one, the Great Wall of Greed, right there, right? Free wall.
I'm looking at my wall.
And when I retire, I would like to find myself in a position and have the space to invite people into my home or into a storefront and just cook for people.
Wow!
And show them hospitality.
You want to make this like a weekly thing? Like, we're going to Rich's house every Friday.
A weekly thing or a daily thing? I don't know.
Daily. Whoa.
Yeah.
You're going to need a lot of eggs. Be a lot of mismatched cartons up in that house. And you'll be making them Italian food.
Most
you make
of the time,
you make
probably.
A very, very good shrimp scampi. I'll tell you that right now, Justin.
A He's lot made of it, sauce.
He made shrimp scampi the other day. Top notch.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Very good.
Well, let me tell you, you could just start now and, you know, just do it every Sunday. I'll show up. I'm already there. Yeah, you could start small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's your list.
That's my list.
Wow, beautiful list. It doesn't involve getting black lung or going into getting shot into space. A lot of traveling, though.
Or drugs.
Yeah, or ecstasy. Very beautiful. Mine is all mine is domestic. Oh no, except for China. I mean, except for Japan. All mine is domestic traveling. I don't want to be flying around. I would also have to go to Hawaii, but so that might be like a bonus on my bucket list. I don't think I want to die without going to Hawaii. Seems like a nice place, although it's very expensive. No, like very expensive.
Well, any island is expensive.
Yeah. So that's it. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Justin?
Oh, somebody promised me an apology.
Oh no, we're not gonna do it on this show. We'll do it the next show. Yeah, we'll do it either. We'll do it in the next two shows. I owe Justin an apology for real. All right, so we're gonna tease y'all real quick. I owe Justin an apology. Not gonna do it here. It may be on the next show or the show after that. But
you gotta wait.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that, Pastor. Why don't you plug away?
So you can watch the No Name Yet podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and on podcast platforms such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you can follow me at Rev Rich Moran Jr. on Twitter.
Right. Now, when you go to Syria, will you be interviewing the Syrians on your show when you go?
I would love to interview Syrians.
Very nice. Justin, what do you got? Well, let me hear your plugs.
I said this guy's taking my spot. You got more plugs than me.
Yeah, you don't know the new show rule. We only get like two. So next time you got to come. We didn't let you know that this time. So next time, we keep it short around here.
But you can find me on YouTube, Justin Simbigas, on Instagram, at RealJasonBigas93. Check my bio, my link tree, and all my links.
Yeah, really, we had to do it for him because we would be... Four more hours here if it was his plugs. You remember how his old plugs used to be? Just be on and on and on. Then he'll drop a Rumble. Then he'll make, you know, a new account here. It'd be too much. So, you know, people abuse the rules around here. We gotta chop them down.
You still have that website that has all your links on it?
Yeah, that's the link tree. Yeah.
The link tree.
Okay.
Got a lot of links on this. So make sure you go to Justin's Instagram, and the link tree has everything you need in Daya.
Yeah. Because I remember that Gritty gave you a hard time about that link tree, and I thought it was a great idea.
I didn't give him a hard time because I have one.
No,
I told him. I told him to do it. I think.
No, he's talking about. He gave me a hard time because I said link tree, then it's link tree.e. It's the way I said it.
What did you say? It's link tree. How could you have said it wrong?
You were saying you gotta say link tree dot e some shit.
What? I ain't saying nothing. I don't know what you got. Y'all talking. Now y'all just talking crap. Now I don't know about. I don't remember nothing about that. Y'all just making stuff up now. See, now Rich is throwing a wrench in the show right now. I don't know what he's bringing up. False narratives now.
No.
Bring that to Rumble. Bring all that stuff to Rumble. I'll bring that here. Listen, go to the Gritty Knows Best YouTube channel where you can see the videos. They go up every Friday. Go to the Gritty Knows Best Instagram where you can see like behind the scenes stuff. You can see us whenever we post. And that's it. And put your bucket list in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube. Let us know what you want to do before you die or you get viciously murdered by a lion in a safari. Or by Lizzie Borden.
With Reverend Rich.
Yeah. When the elephants flip the bus and you guys die in a fiery crash. And that's it. Peace and love. See you next time.